Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub. This show is about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Perhaps you tended to a younger sibling's cut finger or babysat a neighbor's child. Maybe you were thrown into the fire and became a care hero during a medical crisis. You may care for a parent, spouse, sibling, a child, or a friend, but the challenges are the same. Getting the tools you need to navigate the maze of unfamiliar options can be overwhelming. I know. I have been there. I didn't even know what I didn't know. I am here to help you with all of it. No Care Hero topic is off limits. I'm here to share with you concise, actionable information, as well as my fresh perspective about Alzheimer's and providing dignified care through the end of life for anyone with a life-altering diagnosis. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back, and let me help you on your Care Hero journey. We will talk and share, we may laugh, and we may share a tear or two, and we will always share a cup of comfort. Hi, Care Heroes. I'm Trish Laub, and welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me. This is about Care Heroes. If you've tuned in before, you know that a Care Hero is someone who has stepped into their responsibility and the great caregiving unknown, a true hero. Each and every one of you providing care for another is a Care Hero. And this show is about you and Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. So, I'm wondering who else remembers going to the doctor's office, putting your name on a sign-in sheet in the waiting room, and then waiting for another for the actual doctor to come out and call your name. There were no appointments necessary. I know. I'm dating myself, but that's how I remember it. The doctor did everything in his office, from vaccinations to stitches and setting broken bones. And I remember him coming to my house when I was very, very sick and following the ambulance when I needed to go to the hospital. He was the keeper of all medical history and the coordinator of care. It was a much, much simpler time. Decades later, when my parents went into medical crisis, the healthcare system in which we found ourselves could not have been more different from what I just described. And it wasn't long before I realized we had to quickly learn what was needed in order to honor our parents' wishes, keep our parents safe, and to get them the best care possible. What we didn't know was that there were people who could have bridged the gap between us and the healthcare providers. But do you know what patient advocacy is? Do you know why it's needed or what is required to be a patient advocate for your loved one? I didn't. Is that a responsibility that you want or even can take on? My guest today is here to talk about what it takes to bridge the gap between you and your healthcare providers. While I was thinking about my guest today, this quote from my book, Through the Rabbit Hole, came to mind. I'd like to share it with you. A patient advocate is a person who acts as the quarterback of a care team, Coordinating and ensuring dignified and compassionate care and protecting the rights of a person in need of care. A patient advocate can be a family member or a professional. And then I went on to write, in all your roles in providing care, that of patient advocate is the most important. Again, you do not have to be the one providing the patient advocacy, but then you have to find another to do it. This chapter is long, and it is the most important chapter in the entire book series. Before I introduce my guest, I want to remind everyone that some of the information from today's show will be available in a downloadable PDF on the Care Hero radio page of my website, Trish Laub, that's T-R-I-S-H, Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy.com after the show. So you don't have to worry about writing down the resources and how to contact my guest. Roseanne Geisel is a board-certified patient advocate who started Geisel Advocacy for Patients based in Northern Virginia in 2018. Roseanne's impetus for becoming a patient advocate was twofold. Years of volunteering on the helpline of the National Alliance on Mental Illness and growing up in a family of physicians, which has given her a familiarity with an understanding of the healthcare system. Her main areas of concentration are mental health and geriatric care, although she provides services for clients with other medical diagnoses. Welcome, Roseanne. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited about this. This is an important topic. So let's get right to it. Roseanne, can you share with us what the role of a patient advocate is?
A professional patient advocate is a person who helps an individual or family care heroes access the healthcare system after a serious medical issue has emerged. And by accessing, I mean knowing where to start, understanding a diagnosis, treatment, lab tests, and having all the information necessary about available options, et cetera, to make informed decisions. There's one quick distinction I'm going to mention. And an independent professional patient advocate is not employed by a hospital or an insurer. Our only boss is the client.
Excellent. Can you tell us some of the services that you might provide?
Sure. We do medical guidance, and that can mean finding what the right specialty is that would address the issue. We go to appointments, and we monitor inpatients. We communicate so that the whole care team, any specialist that's involved in the patient's care, knows what every other specialist is doing. They're working together. We can mediate for families when the family members might not agree on the treatment plan. And then there's the insurance and bill review end. There are advocates who will take care of your claims issues, get appeals, or review your medical bills. And then, of course, there's end of life and advanced directives.
So what I'm hearing is the patient advocates are specific to working with healthcare providers and possibly insurance claim, that whole process. Is that
right?
Okay.
Not every advocate does every one of those services, but
okay. So do all patient advocates work with all diagnoses?
A lot of patient advocates have an area of focus. There are a lot of advocates, for example, that focus on cancer treatment. There are advocates that focus on geriatric care. Some focus on complex cases. So
when I was a family care hero, or let's say I was a patient, why would I want to add another person to the care team as well as incur an additional expense? And is that expense covered by insurance?
you would want to hire a patient advocate because there are, as you well know, so many decisions to be made and issues to be handled. You may not understand them all, and that's very stressful. And a patient shouldn't be stressed by the very medical care that's supposed to make them better. And a family care hero shouldn't be stressed because they want to be emotionally available to their loved one who's going through a difficult time. So it's, I always say it's like taking on a household project. If you decide to renovate a kitchen, there are a lot of different components to them. And if you absolutely don't know how to install plumbing or, you know, the electrical aspects, you might make a very costly mistake and, you know, cause damage. And certainly, in when you're talking about a loved one's medical care, the missed opportunities or, you know, mistakes are much more devastating.
I can completely relate to that. I replaced my own kitchen and bathroom counters, and in retrospect, probably should have hired a professional. So I think that's a great analogy. How can a patient advocate help improve the outcome of a patient's care?
In a few different ways. We really empower the patient and the patient's family by making sure they understand the diagnosis and every aspect of the treatment. We tell them the right questions to ask. Even if we go to an appointment, I will coach my clients on the questions that need to be asked. But also, we make sure that the patient's voice is heard, that the patient's wishes are respected during the course of treatment. We're a liaison, and whereas as a patient, you may not want to assert yourself with the doctor who's treating you, as a patient advocate, that's what we're there for. And we also make sure that everybody on the healthcare team has all the latest information.
It really sounds that you're a critical piece to bringing teamwork between the care team at home, possibly, or in a living community, and the medical professionals. So it sounds like you're really building a partnership and creating teamwork in that area.
Absolutely, because, you know, we deal with every member of the medical care team. And, you know, it's really important that, you know, a neurologist knows what, you know, who's caring for a patient knows what, you know, the nephrologist has to say about things, you know, all the pertinent information. And we also can take, you know, from the caregivers, whether they're the family care heroes or employed caregivers, they can tell us things that we can then bring to the doctors about things there.
I would imagine also that, not to take anything away from us family caregivers, but I would also imagine that having a board certified patient advocate who is a professional interfacing with medical professionals, there might be an advantage there over, I know when we were the family, when we, you know, our care heroes, my sisters and I were advocating for my parents, not even knowing that that's what we were doing. Sometimes it was a little difficult to get some of the medical professionals to take us seriously or listen. I would imagine that, you know, for them to be working with a professional such as yourself, that there might be a benefit.
There sometimes is. I've experienced where, because I have a title and a business card, I might be able to get access to someone much quicker than, you know, if I were a family member.
Sure.
It wouldn't be that way, but, you know.
Well, it is what it is. It is. As I mentioned, you know, I was not aware of patient advocates or patient you know, being a service that would be available to care heroes and their families. And I was providing care in 2012. So it begs the question for me, when did patient advocacy become a service?
It really started being recognized as a profession probably around 2009, give or take a year. So like before 2012, especially, you would have been hard pressed to find an advocate, especially if you wanted, you know, to meet with them and, you know, have someone in your area. So it's still a relatively new profession. There was the national certification didn't start until 2018. Wow. They were working on it. It took a few years to get the exam and, you know, everything that is involved with establishing a certification. But the first exams were given in 2018.
So is that required to be a patient advocate? The board certification?
It's not required at this point.
And, but do you imagine that it will be? Maybe I'm asking you to speculate.
You know, it's, there's always been some talk about that. I think you just have to wait and see.
So what does the board certification ensure the care hero? What does it ensure them of as far as, what's the benefit of having a board certified patient advocate?
The benefit is that, you know, you have someone who has had to learn the code of ethics, the scope of practice, some basic medical terms, or, you know, what some basic tests are. So it's just you're assured of that basic.
I think the ethics are important.
They are.
So I think that's very important to always have a good set of rules by which to conduct business. So is it part of the patient advocate's responsibility to be making decisions on behalf of their client, or are they gathering information to present so that the family makes decisions? How does that work?
I'm so glad you asked that question. We as patient advocates do not make any decisions for the client. We provide all of the information necessary for them to make an informed decision. We research every possible option for their condition or treatment. We, even if I'm trying to find a provider for someone, I will give them three different options and tell them what I've learned about those three. And then they,
I can honestly tell you that would have saved me probably over 2.5 years, thousands of hours, because sometimes, with my dad in particular, we were in a position to be doing 36-hour shifts that were awake, and then having to do another 8 hours when we got off of our own shifts to be doing research and trying to find the next specialist. And, you know, you mentioned specialists, coordinating specialists and things like that. You know, specialties are a great benefit. They're it's a great service to us. But having so many doctors be specialists has created this kind of communication and information gap. And so to have someone who can navigate that and then also do the research on different specialists is, to me, invaluable. I mean, these are services I didn't know how to find back in 2012-13. So can a patient advocacy services, can they be delivered remotely, or does someone have to, as a care hero family, have to work with somebody that's local?
They can be delivered remotely. Many advocates work remotely. No matter what their focus is, they even tap into medical appointments remotely, whether it's by phone or, well, lately, you know, Zoom video medical appointments have been a big thing. So, yes, many advocates work nationally.
I would think that, you know, that would become more and more prevalent as you said, with COVID, telemedicine has accelerated just exponentially. It was kind of at its infancy. I mean, there were some telehealth appointments, but now everything's on a portal, or you can do, you know, I had a follow-up from a minor surgery and it was telehealth. So the world has changed, makes it much, much easier to, I would imagine, to work with remote clients. Wow, it's a lot of information. So can you tell me how a patient or a family care hero might find an independent patient advocate?
Sure. You can go to advoconnection.com, gnanow.org, and nahac.com.
Okay. And again, for our Care Hero listening audience, those links, there will be active links in a downloadable PDF on the Care Hero radio page on trishlaub.com. So don't panic if you didn't get that. How can people find you? How can they reach out and how can they read your blog articles and things like that?
Well, I have a website. Yeah. The easy way to get there is rosanngeisel.com. That's RoseAnneG as in George, EIS as in Sam, EL. RoseanneGeisel.com is my website. And you'll also find me in all three of the directories that I mentioned.
Wonderful. I know that you have a couple things to talk about as far as a special offer you have for the Care Hero audience today. So would you share that with them?
I would be happy to. Generally, as a standard policy, everyone gets a free 15-minute consultation. That's just something that patient advocates do. Then if you decide to go on to the next step, there's an assessment and an assessment is done and a care plan is made. So between now and February 28th, I am offering $75 off of the initial cost of the assessment and care plan.
That is an amazing offer. And they can get to you at rosanngeisel.com. That will also be in the PDF that can be downloaded.
You have to mention Care Hero Radio.
All right. All right. Perfect. Is there anything else in the next minute or two? Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience that we haven't covered?
I think I'll just say that medicine is a noble profession, but healthcare providers right now are facing a lot of challenges that sometimes means they don't make the optimal decision, or, you know, they make an error, and that's just going to happen. So everybody needs to be their own advocate. You know,
it's very true. I completely agree with you. And, you know, the reality is that as skilled and as knowledgeable and as noble as our medical professionals are, they're humans. And sometimes they have to make very difficult decisions with very little sleep and very little information. And it's by no fault on their part, but I cannot speak enough about how important it is that if you are a care hero for a loved one or a care hero for someone who's hired you may not even know them, that is really, really, really the most important piece is having somebody, whether it's yourself or a professional, independent patient advocate, advocate for that person and really monitor. I've spoken to Roseanne before, and I know that in many cases, she has helped people get second diagnoses. She has helped people find a better fit for a medical provider. And she has helped see that what I call the medication cocktail gets reviewed. When you have so many specialists, it's very easy for different doctors to be prescribing drugs. And yes, they are trying to look at it, but they can't be experts on everything. So to have somebody like Roseanne in your corner to actually be, you know, questioning things and reviewing that can literally be life-saving. So anything else, Roseanne, before we wrap it up?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me and the Care Hero audience today and sharing such invaluable information. You know my perspective on patient advocacy. It's one of my three top services that I think every Care Hero situation needs to be looking into. Again, for all of you, Roseanne's website is roseannegeisel.com, where you can reach out to her and read her blog. And the downloadable PDF from today's show will be on the Care Hero radio page of trishlaub.com and will contain Roseanne's contact information, her A Cup of Comfort audience only offer, as well as links to some of her articles, one of which is the steps that she actually takes. She personally takes these steps to find the right doctor. So I encourage you to go there, check out her articles, get in touch with her. She's a fabulous resource. So thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you, Trish.
We'll talk soon. So, in response to everything we've just heard, I didn't know about the need for patient advocacy until my dad was in the emergency room and needed me to be not only his protector, but also his voice. He lived with Alzheimer's at the time, so he needed both of those things. The next several years showed me that of all caregiving responsibilities, patient advocacy is the most important, so much so that I wrote about it in all three of my books and dedicated an entire chapter to it in my book about providing dignified care, this one right here, Through the Rabbit Hole. It ensures that your loved one's rights are protected, their wishes are delivered, and that they receive the best and most dignified care possible, allowing you, the care hero, to know that you've done your very best. I encourage you to go to that Care Hero radio page on my website and download the PDF as it contains information from today's show. While you're on my website, I encourage you to share your Care Hero story. Your stories matter and I want to share them. And reach out to me with questions, comments, and topics you want to hear about. This show is about you. Fill out the contact info form on the Care Hero radio page of my website or email me at info@trishlaub.com. I would love to hear from you. Be sure to let me know where you are so I know where you're listening from. I want to thank you all for tuning in today and sharing this time with me. Please join me the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern. Next time on December 22nd, I'll meet you here to talk about the Care Hero Road to No Regrets. I want to thank you for joining me today, for participating while, you know, Roseanne was sharing her wonderful patient advocacy information. And until next time, remember that you are a care hero. Thank you for listening to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, and for your care hero courage. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as we explore life-changing care hero topics to assist you on your journey. In the meantime, I would love to hear any tips or insights that you've taken away with you today. So head on over to trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, and leave a comment, a question you would like answered, or a topic you'd like to hear about in the future. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. So raise a cup and let's toast to all the amazing care heroes out there giving it their all. Until next time, remember that you are true heroes.